Welcome, dear friends, to this reflection on the theme, Not a Proper Pilgrim. So what does this mean? Well, you're probably very familiar with the idea of being a pilgrim through life. We sing that hymn, Guide me, O thou great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land. And also that other lovely hymn, Brother, Sister, Let Me Serve You, which has in one of its verses the words, We are pilgrims on a journey and companions on the road. As Christians, we are travelling through life as pilgrims of faith, guided by God. Do you ever compare yourself with your fellow pilgrims and wonder if you are a proper pilgrim? Let me share with you about a sabbatical from ministry I took some years ago. Whilst on my 3 month sabbatical leave, I walked some of the Pilgrim Way to Santiago de Compostela in northern Spain. I also studied how best to spiritually support those suffering from dementia, and each Sunday worshipped in a church of a different denomination. Now, a proper pilgrim on the road to Santiago is someone who walks 500 miles, usually from the French Pyrenees, to the city of Santiago, carrying everything for their journey on their back, staying at pilgrim hostels each night, which cannot be pre-booked. And so for the pilgrims, there's always that uncertainty about finding a bed and a place for the night to come. I went on my pilgrimage with my friend Wendy, and we did not consider ourselves proper pilgrims, as it was in fact a walking tour that we joined. There were 16 of us in the group and a tour leader. We were pre-booked into a hotel or hostel each night. There was also a coach that took our luggage ahead for us. So each day we only needed to carry in our rucksack whatever we needed, mainly water and our picnic. During our 12-day stay in Spain, we walked some of 7 days. In total, over 70 miles, but the rest of the time was sightseeing. It's so tempting to compare ourselves with others. We may decide that we are better than someone else, which can make us feel superior. Or we may feel we're not as good as others, which may make us feel small or of less worth. Now, along the Camino, which is what the Pilgrim Way to Santiago is called, our group of mixed abilities, Wendy and I found that some of the group were regular hill walkers each weekend, whereas we were rather unfit and found it a lot more strenuous. But we were frequently overtaken on the road by proper pilgrims, because of course they had got very fit after weeks of walking every day. And sometimes we were overtaken by young cyclist pilgrims. But the greeting was always a companionable Buen Camino, which means that they were wishing us a good way. Because on the Camino there was no competition. Everyone was travelling in the same direction towards the same destination at his or her own pace. However, if you're in a group, you have to keep up. Our young leader would at times hurry us along as there were deadlines to meet, or the coach to pick up to take us to our hotel. And some of us panted up the hilly parts or gingerly picked our way down over treacherous, rocky paths. But he'd say to us, there is no pilgrimage without pain. Now the image of Christ on the cross was seen in the many, many Roman Catholic churches we passed on the way. And this image often came into my mind while I was walking. While on some of the most challenging stretches of the road, I would think how my pain and discomfort was negligible compared with Christ's on the cross. After the first few days, which were a blur of sightseeing and travel, we got into our stride, and later on the last 5 days, which was all walking, in the lofty, quiet, rural areas of Galicia, I was prompted to reflect on the beauty and wonder of God's creation. Maybe I was not a proper pilgrim, but I still found my journey a means of grace and found fulfillment in my perseverance. It was possible to opt out of a day's walking and take the coach, and many people did. Many of the group did when they were feeling not so good or they had a bad blister. But I never did that. I did persevere. And altogether did walk that over 70 miles. Now the aim for me was exercise, time away, new experiences, and the whole idea of a sabbatical is spiritual and physical renewal. Now for the early medieval pilgrims, their aims were to get to Santiago de Compostela and to be able to venerate the bones of St. James that are in that cathedral. They went to seek healing and forgiveness. Along the route, in the many churches, there were horrific images of hell. And so for these medieval pilgrims, the real need for God's forgiveness, so that they wouldn't have to suffer eternally in hell when they died, was really important. It was believed you needed to walk at least 100 kilometres to qualify for forgiveness. But I was pleased to discover that dispensation was given for those who were too ill to finish the pilgrimage. And I was shown a couple of churches where the pilgrims who weren't well could just walk through the door and then they were assured of God's forgiveness. I wonder, do we expect everyone to conform to our own expectations of what Christian pilgrimage is all about? And do we sometimes forget that we do not always start with the same advantages or opportunities? There are several starting places for the pilgrimage to Santiago, but they all end at the same destination. They all converge along the way. And there are different ways of reaching the cathedral. Many go as a day tripper or a walking tour like me, or as a proper pilgrim. But for all, there is an opportunity to encounter God in that amazing cathedral, strange and alien as its theology and imagery was. Also on my sabbatical, I remember good ecumenical experiences of worship while visiting other churches in the town where I was, in England. But after visiting many different denominations, I decided that I knew why I was a Methodist. Of course, I'm used to Methodism, but I do feel we have the right balance of worship and work and witness. However, we need to be humble about our chosen way. Remember the story about St. James and St. John we heard from Scripture. James and John, sons of Zebedee, remember, were called to be disciples, to follow Jesus, and became part of that group of disciples, indeed, part of that inner group, for so often Jesus took Peter, James, and John with him when he left the others at times. Now, that story we heard didn't reflect very well on James and John. They wanted to be the greatest. They wanted the best seats in God's kingdom, sitting either side of Jesus. There is a traditional tale told about St. James, who was beheaded for his faith in Jerusalem really early on, in about AD 40. But he was miraculously taken in a stone boat by angels to northern Spain. And when his bones, again miraculously, were rediscovered much later, a cathedral was built to house them. Now, if you've ever visited the cathedral in Santiago, you will have seen that enormous, gilded, bejeweled statue of St. James up behind the high altar. It's larger than life size and seemed to me to dwarf the much smaller crucifix of Christ below. Remember, St. Mark tells us Jesus said, "Whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant." In the eyes of many, greatness is measured by growth, wealth, success, and power. I reflected on my sabbatical that perhaps what is needed is a theology of patience, suffering, and seeming failure, depicted by Jesus on the cross. This reinforced what I learned about supporting those with dementia, who are never going to improve, those whom the world might consider worthless. Indeed, the elderly in care homes did seem to be neglected during the early days of the coronavirus pandemic. As Christians, we believe that although those with dementia may have forgotten or cannot comprehend God any longer, they are not forgotten by God or outside God's love, and so need to be valued and cared for spiritually by the church. What God needs is not success, but faithfulness. So let us not compare ourselves with others, but seek to encourage each other to follow Jesus's way of the cross. Remembering whoever we are, we have worth because God loves us. On our faith journey through life, we may not always travel in the same manner or at the same speed. At times, the going will get rough and difficult, and we may stumble. But as long as we travel along with Jesus, we will keep going in the right direction, and we'll find the kingdom is near as we travel, and we will come to the kingdom as our destination. That hymn, "One More Step Along the World I Go," that we sing today, has the words, "Keep me traveling along with you." May God bless you and keep you travelling along with Jesus. And may God keep you until we meet again. Amen.